Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lawrence Susskind is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Larry is a new friend. He's an MIT professor. He is the author of at least almost a couple of dozen books, most of them on negotiating, and he's a world-class negotiator. He's one of the great negotiators of our time, resolved some of the most complicated negotiations in our recent history, and we're so happy he's joining us today to talk to us about this very important discipline. Larry Susskind, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. The new book is called Good for You, Great for Me. That's his most recent book. But Larry, today you're here to talk to us about a program that you're launching on negotiating, and what I'd like to do is, by way of talking about negotiating, let's use your format and you give us the thumbnail course on the program during our show today. What do you think?
Fine, glad to do it.
Tell us the title of your program.
The title is Entrepreneurial Negotiation, the MIT Way.
And what's the difference in regular negotiation and entrepreneurial negotiation?
I think the most important thing is that people who are in the throes of trying to find someone to invest in what they have in mind or to take a preliminary idea and move it forward, there are four kinds of negotiating problems that we've discovered in our studies of entrepreneurial efforts. And this course takes each of those four negotiating problems, shares briefly the best ideas about how to cope with them, and then puts people into actual negotiations face-to-face with other folks online through this MIT platform, which
right.
they do using a video meetup. And then they give each other feedback, and then they can see how other folks have done these negotiations, and then I talk with some of these folks live and
right.
give briefing the ideas, and then people are encouraged to continue over 6 weeks to do this and to focus on the negotiations they have in everyday life.
Let's talk about the entrepreneurial side of this. Now, one of the things you said in the beginning, well, you said it as if the entrepreneur negotiating was going to be trying to reach for seek investors, and as you know, most entrepreneurs never want to seek investors. They borrow money or they pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. So does your program serve all entrepreneurs, not Main Street entrepreneurs, as well as the people who want to be gazelles?
Yes. When I use the term entrepreneurs, I might as well be talking to some people about intrapreneurs.
Right.
People in an organization who have a new idea.
Could
and they need
that.
To get
okay.
somebody else to help them implement it. Mm-hmm. If they don't need their money, they need their support.
Right.
If they don't need their support, they need their understanding. They need their cooperation.
What's the first step in
each of the elements of making a business go involves entrepreneur-like activity.
What's the first step?
First step is to understand your own interests really clearly so you know what trade-offs you can and can't make.
Well, that's an excellent one. I one of the things I've encouraged my audience to know over the years is you can't go into a negotiation if you don't know what you want.
Well, and I think we try to help people be realistic about that, right? There's what your fondest dreams tell you want, and then it is what your next best option is if you don't get what the person you're negotiating with can give you. What's your realistic next best option? So we help people do the kind of analysis they should do so that they're realistic about what they want and that they can rank order the most important things they need so they know what they can trade.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they also need to know what is the thing, what is the position, what is the number beyond which they will not go. Don't they need to know that?
Well, we may have a slightly different idea about that. I wouldn't turn down more if someone can give it to me. So you're saying it as if there's nothing less you'll take.
I'm just saying, yeah, you've negotiated, and the other person is a pretty tough negotiator too, and you've gotten to the point where this is, okay, one more step and I walk away.
Well, I do appreciate that, that people need to know what their limits are, but my feeling is people should be trying always to create more value by finding low-cost ways of meeting the other side's interests in exchange for reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really working in a problem-solving fashion rather than a cutting-the-cake fashion, if you can't give me what I need in the last bit of conversation, I'll say, well, what about this? What if I do this for you? Will you do that for me? Creating more value is mm-hmm. always possible if you know what the interests of the other side are and what
right.
your interests are, and if you can be creative about making trades.
Right, and of course, you're talking about, in those cases, those are multifaceted, multiple touch point negotiations. Sometimes they are. Sometimes there's a lot of different things you can play with. Sometimes there aren't that many things you can play with, right? Sometimes it's a pretty simple thing. All right, so the first thing is know what you want. What's the second step?
Understand the other side's interests. So you can think of low-cost ways to you of meeting their interest in exchange for reciprocity. People spend so much time preparing, thinking about problems only from their own point of view. I'd like them to spend half the time they have to prepare, however much that is, thinking about the problem from the other side's perspective. What are their interests? So that I can think of a way of meeting their interest in exchange for mine. So that's the second thing. Third thing is, what are some of the things we can do that will allow us to create value? I know your interests, you know my interests.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ways we can do things that are valuable to both of us? And I know when people are only thinking about a dollar amount, they think there's nothing else to trade. But there's when I get paid, mm-hmm. there's what we'll do next,
right.
there's what I might get paid in the future if this or this happens. Everything that looks like it's a single issue can in fact be turned into a multiple issues,
Larry,
if you're in a value
creating. Hold on to that thought. I need a website where your program is available quickly. The website.
Website is MIT Professional X, MIT.edu.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Right back with Lars Susskind right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.